double portion. Life sometimes is not fear, but God is fear. And God is just. So even if life is not fear, but God always makes sure that we will be justly approached, that we will have justice, чтобы Бог справедливый. And I want to show you, the main our scripture would be Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. There's many, many scriptures that speak about it. It's like a new dimension of God's love. So let's look at Isaiah. Isaiah 61, verse 7. It says, "For I, the Lord, love justice."
Isaiah what?
Isaiah 61, verse 7. Isaiah 61, verse 7. "Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of power, of prosperity in your land. And everlasting joy will be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice." Once again, "Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy 64. A double share of honor.
61.
You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land. And everlasting joy will be yours." Verse 8, "For I, the Lord, love justice." And there are many places in the Bible where we see, for example, you don't even open it, I'll just read it a little bit to you. Like Jeremiah 16, 18, "I will repay them double." Revelation 18, 6, "Pay her back double for what she has done." It's like there are many places in Exodus where it says, for those who steal something and then they find that somebody stole it, judge says, you must return to the person double. So those people who suffer loss that something was stolen, Theo, now is the time to listen. We will eat later.
Okay.
Okay? Now okay. Focus on listening.
Okay.
If person lost something and somebody stolen something, God wants to return double. So the principle is, if we look at, like, we will go to other places right now. The principle is that God loves us so much that any pain that we experience in life, any loss, any tear, God wants to restore our joy double. God wants to repay us, как бы воздать нам, like to give us double joy for that sadness. Because God knows that it was unjustly done to us. And God is, if life is not just, God is just. So He knows that somebody did injustice to us. So He wants to give us double joy because those people stolen joy from us. For example, if somebody accuses us wrong or just said a bad word, arrogant word, or like made us sad, our approach should be, oh, why is doing that to me? I did everything I could and he's not thankful and he's this and he's that and we grumble and we kind of sad about it. No, our attitude should be, God, you are God of justice. If he or she approached me and did this wrong to me, that means I'm eligible right now for double honor, for double joy, for double peace, for double comfort. So thank you for that person. So it's good. He just blessed me. He just qualified me for double portion. Hallelujah. is so just. We, all of us, we lost many things in life because of some situation. Somebody was brought up in a family where there were no peace between husband, between father and mother, or in poverty, or with lack of relationship, or we were mistreated in certain situations in life. For everything that brought negativity unjustly, God wants to give us a double portion. It is so amazing. I want to prove it to you. For example, let's look at King David. Second Kings in Russian, that's Second Samuel in English. Second Samuel chapter 16. Second Samuel chapter 16. Second Samuel chapter 16. I will read from verse 5. As King David came to Bahurim, a man came out of the village cursing them. David was with some of his warriors walking through that city. It was Shimei, son of Gera, from the same clan of Saul's family. He threw stones at the king and the king's officers and all the mighty warriors who surrounded him. Get out of here. Welcome. Verse 7. Get out of here, you murderer, you scoundrel, he shouted at David. The Lord is paying you back for all the bloodshed in Saul's clan. You stole his throne, and now the Lord has given it to your son Absalom. At last you will taste some of your own medicine, for you are a murderer. So many accusations and wrong accusations to David. I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 16. So many wrong accusations, Theo, you just listen. Don't bother to open up. Listen.
I got it right here.
Oh, you got it right there? Because it's very bad light and it's okay. Hard to see over there. Now, look at the reaction of David. Why should this dead dog, the reaction of David's officers. Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Abishai, son of Zeruiah, demanded, let me go over and cut off his head. No, the king said. Who asked your opinion, you son of Zerah? If the Lord has told him to curse me, who are you to stop him? And then listen. These words. Then David said to Abishai and to all his servants, my own son is trying to kill me. Doesn't this relative of Saul have even more reason to do so? Leave him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him to do it. And perhaps, verse 12, the most important one, and perhaps the Lord will see that I am being wronged and will bless me because of these curses today. Bad translation. Who has a better translation? Verse 12.
It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, uh-huh. And that the Lord will requite me good for this curse.
Requite. Requite? Is that the word? Requite?
Yeah.
Requite? Can you read in your translation? Verse 12. Because in Russian translation it says, "И воздаст мне Господь благостью за теперешнее его злословие."
2 Samuel 16:12.
Yes.
Yeah. It may be that Jehovah will look on the wrong done unto me, and that Jehovah will requite me good for cursing me with
stick. Requite me. Yeah. Requite me?
Requite.
What's the word?
Requite.
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 No, requite.
Okay.
Requite?
Just
Required.
A second. Are you I have a dictionary. Are you looking up
for me? Oh, forget it. We believe her. She's American.
Yes.
So requite, that means repay, right?
Yeah.
So can you imagine? He's cursing the king, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And David says, Lord will repay to me by good things for this wrong that he's doing to me. That was the mentality of David. He was not grumbling, why he's accusing me, he's so bad, he's destroying my good mood, he's destroying my joy, he's stealing my peace, he's doing this. No. When something wrong is happening to us, God is just. From another side, double joy will come. Amazing. God is just. And that's the mentality of David. He's doing wrong to me. He just blessed me. Hallelujah. I'm happy. From somewhere, God will bring me a double peace, double joy. Whatever he's stolen from me, those feelings that he's stolen from me, God will reward me double. Isn't that beautiful? God is so just. It's like if I, for example, take Mark, my first son, to, let's say, to do the shots in the hospital. Not in the hospital, to the doctor, to the pediatrics. We immediately promise him something. Like, if you be good when he's doing your shot, we will go to Toys R Us, we'll buy two good toys, whatever you want. Well, whatever, almost whatever. So he knows that there'll be compensation for those shots. And that's my earthly mentality. That's my natural mentality. That I want to, compensate his bad feelings. How much God, who loves us so much, he wants to compensate us. Mm-hmm. Every feeling, wrong feeling, terrible, bad feeling, mm-hmm. sadness that was unjustly done to us. So when something is really happening negative, not because of our fault, because sometimes it's our fault, and then we have a double portion as a consequences of our sin. And then we receive what we should get. Only if we repent and we ask God to forgive us, then the consequences are on Jesus. He took all our curse. But if something unjustly happened, for example, we were born in a, you know, in poverty, or it happened that, for example, we lost the good relationship, lost a wife, or lost whatever, any loss, or years in addiction that devil has stolen from us. For every year that devil has stolen, for every tear that those people who used to have addictions, for every pain that addictions brought, God wants to repay. God wants to
restore.
What's that word?
Restore?
No, the word
requite.
God, a new word for me. God wants to requite. God wants to repay, reward, restore. Let me show you some other examples. Tremendous principle of God. Let me open Joel. Joel 2:25. Book of Joel. Small prophet. Hope I'll find him quick.
You want me to read it? Do you want me to read it?
No, of course, good.
Oh.
Okay, I found it. Joel 2:25. Joel 2:25. The Lord says, listen to this, I will give you back what you lost. To the swarming locust, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the cutting locust, it was I who, verse 26, Once again, you will have all the food you want, and you will praise the Lord your God, who does these miracles for you. So God says, I will, what's another translation?
Restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten.
I will restore you the years that the locust has eaten. So sometimes we go through life and locusts eats our years. Wrong relationship eats our years. Maybe 20 years were lost, or 10 years were lost, or somebody... We have all kinds of things that we lost. But God, when we come to God, He says, I am just. And I know all the injustice that was done against you. I will restore. I will repay. I will give you all things that you lacked at that time, all things that locust has eaten, I will restore. And we see the principle that God wants to restore, that we would have abundance, that we would have no lack, that we would, like, for example, my father, it was so funny. As long as I remember myself, he always wanted to buy a car. Always wanted to buy. His salary was not so big in Ukraine, in former Soviet Union. He was a good engineer, programmer, and he was like making 220 rubles. That's $45, $50 a month. And wife and two kids and parents, so he couldn't really afford to buy a car. So all the years I remember myself living with parents, he was like, I wish I could have a car. I wish I could drive to my job in the car. So that was his kind of dream. Now, when he came to America, first 2 years he couldn't find a job, but then he found a job that was about 60 miles away from home. And every day he drove 60 miles all the way to the job and 60 miles back. So after working at that job for 3 years, he was like, you know, all my years I was dreaming about driving to job, but now I don't want it anymore. He was like sick and tired of this driving. So it was like he got it with abundance. It's amazing, but God loves him so much that God restored those feelings that he always had about the lack of car. God restored it to him with abundance.
Double.
So, this principle works in everything. God is a God of restoration. Whatever we lost or losing today, or will lose in the future, is as soon as we lose it, the picture we should have in our mind. Okay, I lose it now. God will restore it to me double. Hallelujah. So we never lose our joy. We never lose our mood. We never go depressed. Oh, why did this thing happen to me? I'm so unlucky. I will never make it. Or I'm doing this wrong. What am I doing wrong? Why people treat me so bad? No. We know the principle. God is a God of justice. And whatever wrong happens to us, God will repay. Amen?
Amen.
Let me show you Jeremiah 51. Jeremiah 51. Welcome. Hello.
This is great to stay here.
Yeah, I understand.
Jeremiah 51.
Just my phone. Radio.
Yeah, please sit down to the circle. My name is Yuri.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Pleasure. Boris friend?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Jeremiah 51 verse 56. Jeremiah 51:56, it says, That God is the God of reward, rewarding God. Maybe it was wrong place that I wrote. Jeremiah 51. Well, maybe it's in this translation. In Russian's translation, it says, God is a God who brings restoration and reward. So for... okay, let me show you another one. Well, there are many places like this. I will read Proverbs 25. I'm sorry for that one. I will read Proverbs 25, verse 22. Proverbs 25, verse 22.
25 verse
22? Yes. The Lord will reward you. Let's read from verse 21. If your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them water. I would kill them, huh? I don't want to give them anything. But God says, your enemies are hungry? Come on, be merciful to them. Give them food to eat. They are thirsty? You want to kill them? Yeah, I understand. They made you some problems. They made you some troubles. They don't like you. They hate you. They are your enemies. You wanna spank them. You want to do something with them. But press down those feelings. And if they're thirsty, give them water to drink. And then he says, I will reward you for that. Verse 22. The end of the verse 22. And the Lord will reward you. So, when enemies or our friends betray us, or in our job they mistreat us, or any circumstances people do wrong to us, God's mentality, this is my child. They did wrong to my child. They hurt the feelings of my daughter. They hurt the feelings of my son. I will make sure from another side, double joy will come. Привет, Анечка. The story of Joseph, if you remember. He was so mistreated by his brothers. They sold him to slavery. He was mistreated in Potiphar's house because they put him to jail. He was mistreated for so many years. Now, look how God rewarded him for all the mistreatment that he experienced. He lived as a king of Egypt. He lived the second person after Pharaoh. If you look at the whole life of David, for 17 years, the Saul was trying to kill him. And he was running after David unjustly. So many years, injustice. And then God rewarded David for all the injustice that he experienced. God repaid him, not with double, but probably with triple. David became the king, the most successful, victorious king of Israel till this day. 17 years, God saw every tear that he shed. God saw every pain that he experienced, and God rewarded him for everything. If you look at the Apostle Paul, so many injustice was done against Apostle Paul. He was beaten so many times, he was stoned, he was in danger every day, he had all kinds of troubles from people, persecution, and then God rewarded him tremendously that he wrote, you know, all kinds of letters we read in the New Testament written by Apostle Paul. One third of the New Testament written by Apostle Paul. So God rewarded him so much. So for every injustice that we ever experienced, for every pain that we ever experienced, for every lack we ever experienced, God prepared a double joy, double peace, double restoration. Somebody experienced injustice from the opposite sex, maybe for many years. You must know that God will reward you. You must know that God will restore all the years, all the suffering, all the pain that we experienced unjustly, God will restore. If I look at my life, I see that it works all over. It's like the law of the universe, that whatever you sow, you reap. That's another law. God repays for everything we do, for good things and for bad things. And at the same time, we know this law of sowing and reaping. But at the same time, this kind of almost the same law, but it's a little different. The law of restoring works the same way. Like when something negative happens to us, this law is also in operation, that something positive will come from another side, or maybe from another person, maybe from maybe next day, maybe in a week time, maybe in a year time. But reward, restoration, double portion will come back for every pain. What I see the problem, that when people do not expect it, it never comes. For example, somebody did wrong at your job, mistreated you, it was unjustly, it was incorrect, it was wrong. When you immediately react on it, and when immediately, for example, you say, okay, he just did wrong to me, he did a favor to me, hallelujah. He just made me qualify for double portion. So Lord, I thank you that double joy, double peace, double portion will come. Maybe not from him personally, but from another person. So I put my mind to expect a reward for this pain. Next situation, another pain, unjustly, wrong. Somebody did wrong to you. And you program your mind again, Lord, you will give me double portion and for this situation also. You will bring it to me today or tomorrow and the next day. When you program your mind to look at every negative situation, that it's a foundation for double portion, then you expect the restoration. You expect that I suffered so much from poverty, for example, that in former Soviet Union we all suffered from poverty. It was like the curse of poverty. So if I suffered so much from poverty, I couldn't afford to buy even television. Our family couldn't buy for a long time. We couldn't buy television. We couldn't buy a car. We couldn't buy all this and that. And it was a pain. It's when you cannot afford something that is not luxury, it's a pain. And God knows that this is unjustly because we were born in that, under that curse. So now I know God is the God of double portion. So for every pain that I couldn't afford something, God is going to give me double. So he is going to bless me so much that I could buy it for myself and for somebody else. And I expect that blessing will come so abundantly that I will be comforted for every pain that ever happened to me. God wants us to be comforted for everything that was painfully done to us. So that's what it says that we read in Isaiah 61, like the foundation of that we started with, Isaiah 61 verse 7. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. So it was like God saw the people of Israel that they experienced shame and dishonor, pain, tears. And God says, I remember, but the day will come, you will enjoy. In just for every shame and for every dishonor, you will enjoy double share of honor. You will possess double portion of prosperity. For all the misery of poverty, one day you will experience it, you will enjoy the double portion. So today, my challenge to you, let us draw a land in the sand and say, this is enough for me to take pity on myself, to make a pity party on myself. I'm poor me, I've got this wrong, and I've lost so many years, and I've lost this, and I've lost this, and so much trouble it have happened to me, and so many people mistreated me, and many people play this song of self-pity all life long. But no, our attitude should be, okay, that's enough. I will never be playing this song of self-pity. I'm drawing line in the sand, and I'm saying from this day, I reprogram my mind. God will give me double portion. For every pain I experienced, for every trouble I experienced, for every wrong that has ever been done to me, I expect a double portion. I expect if something was negative through an opposite sex, let us expect such a beautiful marriage that in that marriage you will gain a double portion for everything wrong that was ever done to you by the opposite sex. I believe it. That's the character of God. God is just. Life is not just, but God is just. There is justice from God. If you lost relationship with relative and it's painful again, believe God will give a double joyful relationship one day. And He will restore all those years that were stolen with double joy of relationship. Maybe with that person, maybe with some other relative. But from somebody, from some side, that it's like I call it also like an energy law. If somebody has stolen a bit of our joy energy, God is just. He wants from another side to compensate and to give us a, how do you say that in America, like a compensation for moral, моральный ущерб, компенсировать моральный ущерб.
Lost.
Like a moral loss. You know that somebody done wrong to you and you can sue him for moral abuse or for, well, whatever. So it's like God wants to compensate, like something energy left you, God wants to fill it back and compensate you with double. That's how just is our God. So there is no reason to be sad about anything. There's no reason to be, for example, if health issue, devil has stolen health from some of us in a bigger measure or smaller measure. Theo, God promises He will give you double health, double measure for all these troubles that you were mistreated, you were unjustly stolen by the devil or by sickness or by different circumstances. God will give us such a health that you will have abundance of health. Abundance of health, because God is just. All the pain that we experienced from any issue of life, God will restore it and give it another portion to make us joyful about it. So our approach should be, every day I wake up and I say, haha, the time of double portion. Today, some double portion will come to me for the past. The time, Vena Vazdayana, how can I say that in English? It's like a time of repaying. The time of repaying has come. It's like you came to the person, let's say the earthly situation. I come to a very rich man, billionaire, and he says to me, Yuri, I see all the misery of your life. You were mistreated. You were living in miserable conditions. You were living on the street, no money, no food, beaten. Now, because I'm rich and I love you so much, I will make you live in a luxurious place. Why luxury? To compensate and to give you even more. want you not to be sad about those years. I want to destroy all sadness of your mind because I love you so much. I want that sadness to be nothing compared to the blessing that I will show you. God loves us so much, He doesn't want even the shadow of that sadness to stay. That's how God loves us. But if I believe it, that God will provide me such a reward, such a compensation. For example, some years that we didn't have a job. God will provide such a job that will compensate everything with a double. That's how God loves us. So if we believe it, and if we wake up with this mentality, today God is going to compensate some pain, some troubles of the past, and some troubles that I'm going to face today, because every day we face some problems in life. Jesus said, you will have sadness, like, how is it in English? Score.
Depression. Depression.
Oppression. Like in Russian it says, в мире будете иметь скорбь, но мужайтесь, я победил мир. Like in life you will have challenges, in life you will have difficulties. So every day we meet some difficulties. So for every difficulty today, I expect immediate, or the next day, or one day, double portion. And for the past, I expect that the time of restoration and the time of compensation has come. And I expect it from the Lord. So many things were unjustly done to me by other people. Hallelujah. I'm ready for your compensation. I expect it, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that today you will comfort me for those years and for that year and for that situation and for that problem and for that person and for that guy and for this guy and for that. Lord, I know you love me so much. You want to take all the tears of my face. You want to give me the crown of joy instead of ashes, instead of sadness. You want to give me joy, abundance. And with that approach, we should look at life. And then, because we believe, because we expect, it will come to pass. But if we do not believe it, if we do not expect it, if we continue our life playing a self-pity party, oh, poor me, poor me, poor me, oh, I can never make this, I can never accomplish this, and this is wrong, and I'm not lucky, and da 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 da. Then you keep yourself the same level. And God even wants to bless you, but He cannot bless you because you don't believe it, because you rejected by this unbelief, you rejected. Those people, if you remember the story about people of Israel who were slaves in Egypt, and they had suffered 400 years in Egypt, slaves. When they were coming out of Egypt, God did such a miracle that He gave such a favor to Israelites that they took all the possessions, gold, silver, and beautiful clothes from Egyptians. Well, Moses told them, ask for the gold, ask Egyptians for the silver as you leave the Egypt. Ask them to give you all the precious possessions that you would go and worship your Lord God. And so that's what Jewish people did. They asked for all the possessions of, and there was a favor of God upon them. So Egypt gave them all kinds of gold and silver and everything. So God compensated them those 400 years of slavery with big riches. They were coming out of Egypt with big riches. God is just. God is just. So, before we right now discuss this subject, I want to discuss it right now and hear maybe some of your input. But before we discuss it, let us close our eyes and think of the situation that was really injustice to you. Or maybe you lost something. Some years of your life, or maybe you lost some joy because of relationships, because of parents, friends, any loss, any pain, any tears of your life. Now try to think of this, of the most painful ones, and now look at the situation that God wants to compensate to you. God wants to compensate with double portion. God wants to compensate with double joy for that sadness. God wants to compensate with double peace for those worries. God wants to compensate with double financial blessing for that poverty. Holy Spirit, I pray, help my brothers and sisters right now to see another picture, to see that you are just and you are God of compensation. You are God who sees and compensates every wrong that was done against us, every injustice that was done, that happened in our lives. Lord, you want to compensate and you want to give a double portion. So Lord, I pray right now, from this day, help all of us to expect compensation, to expect reward, to expect double portion. Lord, we qualified for double portion because we are children of God. We are your beloved sons and daughters. In Jesus' name, Lord, we believe that our time has come for compensation. Our time has come for double honor, for double compensation for everything that was painful to us, that was wrong to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus. Double portion. We receive it, we believe it. Lord, for every tear, I pray, that was brought by opposite sex to my sisters, I pray right now, I know men mistreat ladies so much right now these days. So Lord, I pray for every tear for every tear that my sisters experience from men. I pray, Holy Spirit, compensate those tears by such a joy, such a peace, such a comfort from the side of another man, husband, or from brothers, or from friends. Compensate those tears so much that my sisters would never even remember those days of pain and those days of misery. That they would be so happy and so joyful with a husband, or with good friends, or with brothers, that they would have an abundance, compensation and double portion in Jesus' name. And I pray for everything that was really miserable that happened in the past, in the childhood, in the in our life. I pray that from this day, we would, all of us, we would start expecting compensation in Jesus' name. I pray for compensation to my brother, compensation of health, compensation of help. In Jesus' name, I release compensation. I release joy of divine health. Joy of divine health upon healing. In Jesus' name. Supernaturally, God, you are just. You are just. And you know that this thing, this happened not because of you, but because of other situations, because of the devil, because of other situations. So Lord, I pray, let your justice will be manifested and let your experience the joyful health, divine health, joyful life, healthy life, all the years of his life, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Amen. It's interesting that we discussed it in the Brooklyn Church, that compensation is so obvious in the life of the former drug addicts or former alcoholics because they suffered the most pain that we can imagine. Being on drugs, it's a suffering that I still cannot imagine even one piece of that suffering, even one tenth of that suffering that you guys experienced. Because it was like, when I hear these stories about drugs, about the lifestyle, about the pain of walking, how do you say that?
Cramps.
Cramps?
Withdrawals.
Withdrawals. I cannot even imagine. So, when they come to God, when drug addicts come to the Lord, God is releasing so much upon them. Why? To compensate for all the pain that they experienced. God is so loving. God is. Now, God is. What else? God helps, usually, God helps former drug addicts to study quicker, to regain all the years that they lost and they didn't study. So God will give you such a bright mind that you would catch up all the years that you lost.
Yep.
Can you imagine? So that's why we see such a grace upon the people who are for former prostitutes. In Kyiv we have a ministry for prostitutes. And we see such a supernatural families that God gives them, such a wonderful, awesome husbands. And you think, you know, I heard some testimonies of these girls and they say, I was like a miserable, I was like a prostitute for so many years. And I thought I do not deserve even a normal man. I thought I deserve only somebody. But God gave many of them such awesome husbands that they have like a rest, like a compensation for all the mistreat they experienced. Like everything is being restored. And their husbands love them and adore them like triple portion and even more for all those years of misery that they experienced. And I can bring more and more on and on examples like this. God is a just God. So I want to hear just a little bit of your thoughts about it. Maybe you experienced already some compensation, some double.